And now, James Gravel.
In several previous presentations, we discussed how to ascertain Bible authority. We also examined some biblical examples of both generic authority, which allows us to use our judgment in carrying out God's commands, and specific authority, which requires that we carry out God's commands exactly as He stated. Today, I would like to examine the concept of specific authority a little further. Consider, for example, how the principle relating to specific authority can be used to determine whether or not it is acceptable for Christians to use mechanical instrumental music in worship to God. We know from passages such as 1 Chronicles 15, verses 16 through 28, and 1 Chronicles 23, verses 1 through 5, that mechanical instruments of music were used in worship to God in the Old Testament. But we also know that Old Testament commands and examples are not authoritative for us today, since Hebrews 8:13 and other passages teach us that we now live under a different covenant. Understanding this can help eliminate the confusion regarding whether Christians should use instrumental music in worship of God. While we do indeed find instances of the use of instrumental music in the Old Testament, we find no mention whatsoever of instrumental music being used in New Testament worship. In fact, in the pages of the New Testament, we find only the following specific instructions. Speak to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, Ephesians 5:19. Let the words of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Colossians 3, verse 16. These passages teach us that we are to make music unto the Lord. But what kind of music are we instructed to make? These passages specify singing, speaking, and making melody in your heart. The mouth and the heart are the only instruments authorized by God for use in our worship of Him today. The New Testament speaks specifically about the kind of music God has authorized, and that music is vocal in nature, not mechanical. If we add mechanical instruments of music to our worship, then we become guilty of adding to God's Word, something that the Bible condemns as sinful.